So let's welcome Russell Swanigan.
Good evening. When I met my wife, I was very poor, and so was she. We were both students at Cal Poly, and we both had very little money, but we had a lot of love, and so we figured that would work. And when I first dated her, our first date was out at, I puzzled this out very carefully, how do you date somebody? It was a lot like Dean, using the resources that you had available to you to, you know, sort of draw someone in. And I thought, well, what's cheap? And I said, sunsets are cheap. And wine is cheap if you buy the right brand. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if I got a cheap bottle of wine and asked her to go watch a sunset on the dunes out at Hazard Canyon? And we did. And it was a wonderful way to start. And then I thought, well, the sun went down. I don't know what else to do except maybe we should go out to dinner. And I had very limited resources. I think I had about $8. And at that time, Bob's Seafood was on the Embarcadero. This is back in 1976, right? Bob's Seafood played the sea shanty music, had the picnic tables with 9 inches of whatever that was, resin, clear resin on it, you know? And then they'd bring your order, whatever it was, you ordered at Bob's Seafood, came in a red plastic basket with the paper. And it turned out that, I don't know whether this is true or not at the time, but we both loved pastrami sandwiches, and they both came in the basket, and there we were across the table from each other, basking in this, whatever it is that young lovers see in each other's eyes. And I thought, like Dean thought, things are going pretty well. And then I noticed that, well, something had changed, though. She wasn't really making eye contact with me anymore, and she seemed to be looking, well, toward my basket. And I couldn't figure out, but, you know, was there something wrong? And then after a time, an uncomfortable silence, she finally popped the question. Can I have your pickle? I was quite relieved and just picked up my red basket and offered it to her, and she took the pickle out of it, and that transaction was followed by happy crunching. We were married 6 months later, and in that period of time, we ate lots of pastrami sandwiches, and sometime during the meal, the question always came, can I have your pickle? And I would raise my basket up in reverence to her, and she'd take the pickle, and the transaction was always followed by happy crunching. We moved to the Bay Area for her to go to nursing school. There's this marvelous deli on the corner, Aladdin's Deli. It had the most wonderful food. It was run by the Moonies. I'm not sure if there's a connection. But they served a Russian Reuben. It had coleslaw on it, and it always had, it's true, the pickle. And she always asked, can I have your pickle? And I would always offer it up to her. And that transaction would be followed by happy crunching. So many sandwiches, so many baskets, so many pickles. 10 years went by, and you know how couples sort of get into their routine with one another. Eventually, she stopped asking for the pickle and just started gesturing toward the pickle. That's her pointing and me lifting the basket, for those of you that are listening can't see. So that went on for a number of years, the pointing and the lifting without a word being exchanged, always the transaction followed by happy crunching. Another 10 years went by, many, many sandwiches, so many pickles, uncountable number of pickles, and as older married couples, 20 years now, she stopped asking for the pickle, she just took it. And that transaction being followed by happy crunching. 35 years go by. How many pastrami sandwiches? I don't know. How many pickles? Well, maybe a lifetime of pickles. And here we were, the High Street Deli, a few months ago with some friends. And we're eating and we're talking and we're munching our sandwiches and enjoying ourselves. Yes, and that moment came when she reached across the table and took my pickle. And one of the people we were with looked at her, looked at me, had witnessed this theft, and looked at me again and said, "What? You don't like pickles?" And of course, as old married couples do, we often speak for each other, finish each other's sentences, and of course she said, "Oh no, he hates pickles, never eats them." She's holding the pickle. And I look at her and I look at the pickle and I think, well, maybe it's time. I say, "Dear, that's not entirely true. I do like pickles. In fact, I love pickles. I just love you more." A big smile came on her face. She got up from the table with her pickle. She came over and she gave me this big old wet kiss, returned to her seat, and that transaction was followed by happy crunching. And there's an epilogue to this story, too. We still are eating these sandwiches, and there's still the pickle in the basket. And I still haven't yet eaten the pickle. But she's gone back to saying, "Can I have your pickle?"